Let's stick with our market conversation and bring in Octavio Morenzi, CEO at Optimus. Octavio, always good to see you. First, let's just get your thoughts on the jobs report, which we know was much better than expected, and the market's sort of interesting reaction, I'll call it. I mean, you know, modest gains for the Dow and S&P, and the NASDAQ just looks like it's some good old-fashioned bargain hunting going on there and has very little to do with the jobs report. What's your take?
Well, I think, yeah, it was full of surprises. I think one of the most surprising things was basically, obviously, overall how robust it was. But then there's particular sectors that were really interesting to sort of drill down into. And the most surprising was the leisure and hospitality space that gained 141,000 jobs and basically led that forward overall. There was also then some weakness, a bit of weakness in sort of the mining and logging area. And as you drill down further into that, it's basically in the oil and gas extraction area. There were some about 6,000 job losses there. And that's also surprising because we've seen oil prices come up so much since late November. Basically, back in November, they're trading about $60 a barrel. Now we're over $90 a barrel. You would have thought that the oil industry would be hiring more people to take advantage of higher oil prices, but that hasn't really happened yet. I mean, I know the Biden administration has a bit of an ambivalent relationship with oil extraction, but nevertheless, the higher prices should have translated into higher employment there. But so it was a very encouraging jobs report overall, except for that one little hiccup. But I think the most surprising thing about it in the leisure and hospitality was that we saw this surge of Omicron basically peaking in the middle of January. We would have expected to see a downturn in basically restaurant, leisure, entertainment, leisure activities, but we didn't see it. It was quite the opposite. So it looks like Americans are basically shrugging their shoulders over COVID and saying, I'm going back to my normal life and I'm not going to let it impact me, even if the numbers look very, very high.
So what do you make of what we're seeing play out in the market today? I mean, after that big sell-off yesterday, big tech getting beaten down so much, it's leading the advance again today. What are you doing with that sector at the moment? And in particular, what are you doing with Facebook's Meta and Amazon?
Well, I'm not invested either in Facebook or Amazon, but I will say this about the tech sector overall. And as they're going up sharply today, I think that's basically on the coattails of Amazon more than anything else. I don't think that's a response to the jobs report. If you look at the Dow, it's basically flat or very, very little up, and the S&P a bit more up. But I think the market overall has reacted rather warily to this jobs report because they know that the Fed is going to look at this and say, well, now we have more ammunition to argue in favor of a big rate increase in March. And that's going to be very, very bad for stocks. So I think there's a lot of ambivalence. So on the one hand, this jobs report is very, very positive and should lead to sort of a boost in the markets much more than we saw. But on the other hand, it gives the Fed the necessary argument to actually raise rates maybe faster and harder than they would have otherwise done. So I think that is really being pulled in two different directions here. But I do think that the pop in the NASDAQ we saw today was basically on the coattails of Amazon and nothing more than that.
Right. You mentioned that you don't hold Facebook or the parent company Meta or Amazon. So I'm wondering, do you hold any of those big cap tech stocks, and where are you finding opportunity in growth at the moment?
Well, we've cut back a lot in our tech holdings because we think with an increasing interest rate environment, what we're going to see is the tech is going to be hit harder than anything else. So that's the sector that we're expecting to be hit hardest once these rate increases really start to buy. Tech companies are not solidly profitable yet. So tech companies that have earnings potential way out into the future, we think are going to be the hardest hit, and that's a sector to avoid. So we're very keen on cash right now. We're sort of sitting on the sidelines a bit and waiting, basically with our sitting on our hands and waiting for the Fed to do its thing. And we think at a certain stage later on in 2022, the Fed is going to reverse course again, because I think they're going to get scared by the impact on the equities markets. And we've already seen that to a certain extent. Certainly in the NASDAQ, we've seen a bit of a correction there. And I think that's going to get much worse. So I'm at the moment waiting on the sidelines and waiting to jump back in once the Fed reverses course, which I think will happen later on this year.
All right, Octavio, you mentioned oil, crude, WTI, now above $92 a barrel. How much is that going to be an issue for the Fed and inflation in 2022?
Well, obviously, that translates into inflation in terms of oil prices and heating costs and gas and things of that sort. So that's definitely a concern. I think I wouldn't be too worried about basically oil prices getting ahead of themselves, because OPEC has basically made signals and noises. They're very keen on sort of having price stability. So I think the price of oil is now slightly above where they want it to be. And so they're going to up production targets for the different members and try and control that price, not let that price run away. So OPEC is going to take advantage of the up production, up its revenues by doing that. They don't seem to have much of a stomach for a much, much higher price. So, and they've managed that quite successfully through the pandemic. And we saw the price of oil really collapse at the very beginning of the pandemic, but OPEC stepped in there and did the necessary things to keep the price back up. So it seems that OPEC quite carefully. There's always a delay, however, with the quotas that OPEC puts into place and their actual real impact in the market. They can't increase production that quickly, and they can very quickly, but they can't increase it as quickly as they would like sometimes. So there's always a lag there. So some over short periods of time, I think the oil prices will get run away from OPEC, but overall they seem to want it to be in sort of that $80 to $90 range. And so I wouldn't expect too many more increases in the price of oil.
All right. Perhaps not $100 a barrel. We shall see. Octavio Morenzi, CEO of Optimus, thanks so much.